Good morning. Would you say you were content, or are you discontent? Should you be content, or maybe should we be discontent? St. Paul wrote, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I can do everything through Jesus who gives me strength. But if we're totally content, nothing will ever happen. We'll become dead ducks. And if we're totally discontent, we're as restless as a hen on a hot girdle. The truth is, we need to be both content and discontent at the same time. For example, there's a reason why customers in hospital are called patients rather than customers. It's because they need a lot of patience. They also need a bit of push to do their therapy and their exercises to help the recovery. Some people are better at patience and some people are better at push. But everyone has to end up good at both. So if I broke my leg, I would have to patiently be content with my lot. And then I'd also at the right time have to push myself to get the use of my leg back. We can have a healthy discontentment, which pushes us on. And we can have an unhealthy contentment, which holds us back. One day, a rich young ruler came up to Jesus. He was rich, young, powerful, had it made. But he was discontented. So he asked Jesus how he could have a better life. Jesus said, Let go of your possessions which seem to possess you. The man could not change, so he went away sad. He was not so discontent as he thought he was. He was not so discontent as to go and change his life. One day Jesus went up to a poor old sick man. He'd been ill for 38 years. Jesus said to him, Do you want to be made whole? In a split second the man thought about it. Am I content with my lot or discontent? If I say heal me, I'll have to start a whole new life with new friends, get a new job, start all over again. Jesus pushes him. Get up, pick up your mat, walk. He jumps to attention. It was a close shave. He was nearly too content with his discontentment and disabilities. Life demands two things of us, and both are necessary. There's a time to be content, realize our limitations, exercise patience, be cautious and say no sometimes. But there's also a time to be discontent, burst our eggshells, push the boat out, beat our personal best, ask awkward questions, think outside the comfort zone, and enjoy change. Jesus is always comforting the challenged and challenging the comfortable.